Right, well, Jason, today obviously you've held this meeting. Just how positive do you think it was?
Well, it was a really good parliamentary debate. It was for an hour and a half in Westminster Hall. It was cross-party. I was joined with MPs from across the region, from all parties. And we actually had the health minister there as well, Ben Gummer, to listen to our concerns. You know, we're absolutely united on this. You know, Huddersfield is a growing university town, has a population of over 160,000, and we need to keep a full A&E service there as well. I live in Honley, just down the road. Me and my family use it, as do my constituents who live in outlying villages, and it just makes clinical sense, and the statistics stack up that we need to keep A&E there.
And when you look at the debate, it isn't just MPs who are backing this. Obviously, you've got football clubs that are backing it. You've got people like Sir Patrick Stewart backing it as well. It really is the case. Everyone is backing this.
Well, this has been a fantastic community campaign. There's over 46,000 people on the Let's Save A&E at Huddersfield Facebook group. Carl Deitch set that up, a local lad, and he's now chairman of the campaign group. It's just bringing everybody together. This is by far and away the biggest issue I've been involved with since I first became an MP back in May 2010. The Save HRI hashtag is being projected onto buildings. Volunteers are going from door to door signing people up on the petitions. As you say, Sir Patrick Stewart is tweeting his support to us. I was at the Huddersfield Town match. I'm a Town fan on Saturday, where the fans were chanting Save our A&E. All the MPs are working together. There's over 46,000 signatures on the parliamentary petition. And I'm absolutely sure that when the consultation actually starts, it hasn't actually started yet by the CCG, the Clinical Commissioning Group, the doctors there, once they listen to all the clear clinical points and facts that we're going to lay out, they really will be persuaded to think again about this proposal.
And when you look at the proposal, obviously, if it did happen, it's going to affect a lot of people that are going to have to be travelling that little bit further to go to an A&E unit.
Well, Huddersfield is a growing university town, over 20,000 students, Huddersfield University, and it serves a real big area. And if Huddersfield loses its A&E, it will not only lose a town of 160,000 people without an A&E, it will leave the whole of the Kirklees Council area of 450,000 people without an A&E in that Kirklees Council area. And we know from recent events, whether it's the weather or the flooding, our region is pretty congested at the best of times. But when we have, you know, inclement weather, heavy rain, sleet, snow, it's really difficult to get around. And constituents have been contacting me, telling me about it takes 45, 50 minutes to go to regular appointments over at Calderdale. Yes, you know, people for A&E would be in an ambulance, but the roads really do get clogged up. And I think travel times is going to be a key fact to get across during the consultation. And as I say, if the Clinical Commissioning Group really do listen to local people and the facts that we put forward, we will be able to persuade them to think again about this proposal.
And I suppose that's the thing when you look at travelling time, if you add even another 15, 20 minutes to your journey, and it, you know, it is a critical situation, that can be the difference.
Well, A&E is all about the golden hour, you know, the time in which somebody that needs accident and emergency actually sees the, you know, the consultant doctor and gets the sort of medical treatment that they need. So, you know, we're well aware in our part of the world how difficult it can be to get around. We've got very much a Victorian infrastructure in terms of the valleys. The roads are very, very busy as it is. We've had floods and sleet, and we're having thousands of more houses built as well. And I think travelling times is going to be a key element in this consultation process. And I just hope that the doctors on the Clinical Commissioning Group will look again at this proposal and decide that Huddersfield, a growing university town, does need a full A&E unit.
And talking about the consultation time, just what is the timescale?
Well, we are expecting or anticipate the 12-week consultation from the Clinical Commissioning Group, which is made up of local doctors, to begin soon. We have heard it may start on Monday the 8th of February or maybe a little bit delayed. So that's a 12-week process. The doctors then will then have to, you know, consider all the information that comes through from the consultation. And with 46,000 people and many volunteers already signed up through Facebook and in other ways ready to have their say, I think it's actually going to take them a long time then for them to get through that process. It could then end up going to a scrutiny committee. So it could be well into the autumn before we actually know where we're at with this. But I'm absolutely determined, as is the community campaign, that if we continue to work together, we can really make the case and keep A&E at Huddersfield Royal Infirmary.
And I suppose that will be your final message, that really it is just a case that you want the exposure to be kept going. You want people to continue to use the hashtags and really just continue delivering the message.
Once the consultation starts, I want all of the 46,000 people who have signed up on Facebook, I want the thousands of people who have signed the petition to give their own individual experiences and make their own logical reasons why having a local A&E in Huddersfield, at Huddersfield Royal Infirmary, is important to them and their families. Huddersfield's a growing university town. We have a major chemical works at Syngenta as well. So there are real pressing reasons why we need our A&E at HRI, and I'm absolutely determined that we are heard with the message we'll be put across, which is hands off our HRI.